Yes, I'm resonating with a lot of this as well. As a mom of a 6-year-old, I will say that when you were on our show last time, I started the jobs talk with my daughter. She just turned 6, and she loves that. First of all, I mean, she's just become so responsible, even though she's young, you know. But kind of the other element that I've really seen it be very effective is because she is. Relationships are really important to her. She's kind of, you know, empathetic. I call her a feeler. She's a feeler. And for her, having a role it's like a role in our relationship. Oh, I am your, you know, dishwasher loader. I'm that to you. And so I always think of our, because we work with a lot of feelers of kids, you know, that are bright and creative, but very relational. And they love that. They love that element of like, I get to have this as, you know, when you were talking about unit, as like our unit in our relationship. I am this and you are this. And it just gives her definition. So I've definitely seen, you know, that be very helpful, you know, in just getting her to be responsible. So that's my little mom
I love that.
addition.
That's great. Yeah, no, especially that relationship creating, it's terrific. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. When she was 4, when you ask her, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she would say, a helper. Like
Oh.
that's what she wanted to be for forever. Now it's a magician, but it was a helper for a long time. Anyways.
You know, there's a
So
really, I should make a quick mention. There's a really great book called Make Social Learning Stick by
oh yeah.
Elizabeth Sauder.
Yes.
And that has tons of strategies on social executive regulation, and includes a lot of examples of job talk and get ready, do done.
I love it. I think we've posted her things in the past in our mom squad. Okay.
It's
Going
great stuff.
back to you talked about top 10 indicators of college success. Ellie's asking, where can we find that list? Can we post it in the chat? Do you know who published the
Yeah,
list?
I'm about 95% sure it's on the socialthinking.com website. So there's a lot around that because part of being successful as a young adult is a lot of those social executive skills. And of course, Michelle Garcia Winner, who's the owner of Social Thinking, does a lot of that. So I'm about 95% sure that's where that list is.
Okay, thank you. And if we can find it, we can post it in the chat. If not, we can post it in Mom Squad or our support group. Candy is asking, any tips to catch up on incomplete, missing, and not turned in assignments, especially so we're about 3, 4 months into the new school year. Progress reports have just kind of gone out, and some kids are already in over their heads. Any advice on
Oh
helping
boy.
kids to kind of crawl out of that hole?
Yeah. It's a tough one when they really get way, way, way behind. And I'm curious what you all do too, but I find that one of the most important things that I can do with students is I have so many students that are very now and not now and all or nothing thinkers. And so there's so much of this sense of I have all of these missing assignments, and I have that assignment, and I have this assignment. And what they aren't necessarily stepping back to consider is how that one assignment fits into the larger scope of the grade for the entire semester. So, for example, some of those missing assignments are like 5-point value assignments out of, I don't know, 50 assignments that are due over the course of a semester. And so it's not a high point value. I mean, it's like you don't have to go to extreme ends to have it be just right. You just need to get it turned in and have it be, you know, meet the expectation of the teacher. So for that reason, when I really find kids that are falling way, way behind, the first thing that I do is I ask the student, when the teacher gave you this assignment, what did the teacher want to know? You know, did the teacher want to know that you just knew how to do order of operations? Did the teacher want to know that you just understood figurative language? Or did the teacher want to know what your arts and crafts skills were? Because some kids, let's say they have to turn in a figurative language poster, they're completely wrapped around making the poster look so amazing with all of these extra things, which are interesting. But that was not the learning objective of the teacher, and that's not where the point values are coming from. So I find helping students be realistic about what are they demonstrating with this assignment? And then I'll say to them, what's the point value? And sometimes just having kids sort of really bang through low point value assignments can really give them a little confidence and help them feel relief of just getting them off their plate. Because otherwise I find they just keep saying there's so much to do, there's so much to do, and they don't do any of it. So that's, and then the other thing I find is, you know, shading on a clock and saying, let's spend 10 minutes and see what can we do in 10 minutes? Because a lot of kids are surprised how many assignments they can actually get done in a short amount of time.
Right.
So I hope that helps a little bit.
Those are great suggestions. You know, kids get so overwhelmed when they get behind. It's like, I can't possibly do any of this. It's just too much. I don't know where to start. And so really being able to just start to dialogue it in a different way, as opposed to you have to get this done, you have to get this done, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
Starts to add some rational thought into the picture. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I find so too. I think it helps them a lot.
We have Anna asking, and we are going to post your contact information at the end. But have you written a book? Do you have a book or anything that you recommend in regards to executive functioning?
Yeah, I always say this, you know, we actually have three books with editors. One is really close. We were hoping to have it out by December 1st. We're still hoping it'll be out by the end of the year, which is great. And it's all around especially building time management skills. And it's a workbook for families and therapists for working with students and educators. I do have a couple of recommendations though. So the Harvard Center for Developing Child, I think it is, has an unbelievable course called Executive Function 101. And it's an all online sort of reading course. But then what it does is it also has an entire list of all the practical strategies that you can do to build executive function skills in students, but it's broken out by age. So what do you do with a 5 to 6 year old? What do you do with, a preteen? What do you do with a teenager? What do you do with a serious adolescent who's, you know, close to 18? I really recommend that. It's just absolutely wonderful. I think it's really fantastic. The other thing is, if you're here as an educator and as a parent, actually, I don't even know where this is located, but Jericho School District, if you Google Executive Functioning Handbook by Jericho Schools, they've written an incredible handbook on developing executive function skills in school at the elementary, middle, and high school level. And it really has some nice things in there. Particularly what I like is it gives a really nice understanding of what can kids be doing at elementary versus middle versus high school with respect to executive function and what the expectations are. I think those are pretty great resources. Her first name has just escaped me. I think her last name is Bronstetter. I may not be getting it right. But she wrote a book called The Parents Everything Guide to Executive Function. And that also has a lot of really nice strategies in it. I can't believe I can't pull her name, but you'll have to get that one. Anyway, The Parents Everything Guide to Executive Function. I think that's really terrific for parents as well. And the final book I would recommend is, of course, any of the Smart But Scattered series. And the reason why I say this is, Smart But Scattered is excellent. They also have Smart But Scattered Teen. But the one that I find I'm recommending more and more is they now have a book called Smart But Scattered Your Executive Function Skills. Because I can't tell you how many families come to me, and I probably fall into this too, that will say, how can I help my child with organization when I'm the one with organizational executive function challenges? Like, this is hard for me. And this is a really great book. If you as a parent or an educator struggle with your own executive function skills, it's a great book. So Smart But Scattered, your executive function skills. So I recommend that.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We do get that question a lot from parents saying, like, how in the world do I help my kid when I struggle with the same things. So that's a great resource. Our elves are busily working backstage to find links. Yes. Our magic elves behind the scenes are amazing. And so we will either post those in the chat, they're researching everything, or we can also post, we have a private Facebook group, Mom Squad, which is a community of parents of kids and teens with learning and attention challenges. We will post, we have guides in there. So you just need to request to join Mom Squad. You can go to Facebook groups and search the keywords SLC Mom Squad, or we will post the link in the comment section to join. And I can follow up and post. We have an executive function guide, and I can list all these resources that Sarah has listed in our executive function guide in Mom Squad. And another resource for parents that, you know, kind of want to continue this conversation, we have a monthly parent support group that we meet, once a month, and we discuss a variety of topics.